W95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they own.
Something for the town, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
You've tuned into Listening Pleasures, and I'm so glad you're with us. I have not only one guest, but two guests with me this evening. Bicycle Face is in front of me, and hello.
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 Yeah, I'm fresh off a plane from Montreal.
Yeah.
Just a wandering in from the Jazz Fest. It sounds like you had a great time. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot to see and do at Jazz Fest Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really cool festival. It's our first time checking it out. Yeah.
So if you haven't heard Bicycle Face, you're going to hear a lot of the newest album. But there's a new album, even newer album in the works. That new EP will be in production sometime eventually, right?
Right. That's the plan.
So that's what we like to hear. But the album that you just released, like, I guess it was 2 years ago? Was it around?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Bicycle Space. Yeah, so check it out if you haven't heard it. And be sure to stay tuned. We're going to get to a lot of the cuts tonight. And I guess the first question is, like your piano and voice and harmonies, and how did you figure out that you could do all that? And have a sort of like a whimsy. I love your whimsy. That's what
Thank
I guess.
You.
Like, where did this? How did your first song come about, maybe?
Ooh, great question. Well, we came together because of family obligation. No, just kidding. We're second cousins once removed, so we, like, you know, went to the same family reunions growing up. But then we went to Brandon University at the same time for music. So I'm Teresa. I was studying classical piano, and
I was doing jazz guitar at Brandon University.
Yeah, so we started hanging out. We didn't play any music at that time.
No, not together.
Yeah, not together. Oh, right, not together.
We played a lot of music separately.
Yeah, still got our degrees.
But that's really where we, like, actually started to get to know each other. I feel like we'd just seen each other every few years at family things.
It's like, hey, I know you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people can't tell your voices apart. So it's like that twin thing, almost.
Yeah, it turned out we had a lot in common. I was over at Teresa's for a party, and I was looking through her CD collection and was like, these are all the same CDs that I have. We bonded over, like, the unicorns who will cut our hair when we're gone, and and some 2000s indie and rock and the Beatles, of course.
Yeah.
Nice. Those are very nice influences. And we're going to start out with Rosetta off of Bicycle Space. And where did your inspo come from?
Yeah. Okay. This is our oldest space song, actually. And so after Brandon, we both got injured and we were like, oh, we can't play lots of notes. Let's make a pop band, which doesn't really make that much sense, but that's what we did. So I think it was just within the first year or two that we were a band. I read this article about the spaceship Rosetta going to land on a comet. You might remember this NASA mission, and they found that the comet was singing. That was the article. They were like, it's emitting sound, it's singing. And then you pressed play on the audio and it was the most horrifying, like, terrifying soundtrack to your nightmares that you could imagine. And I was like, maybe there's another song this comet could sing. And it was a love song to the spaceship. So that's the Rosetta story. And then there's a response, Icarus, of the spaceship singing back to the comet. So,
okay, so we're going to hear those back to back. And here's Rosetta on CKUW 95. Oh my gosh. Do you have that CD? Because we were talking before and I forgot to cue it up.
Yeah.
My Bluetooth might work right away.
Hey, we totally have a CD.
Yeah, you found it.
Wasn't it up there?
Yeah, there it is.
We found the CD.
Nice.
We still have some CDs if anyone needs an extra for
discount
these
CDs.
Bluetooth worked too, so we might be able to have a fancy mix.
This is the live interview experience right here. I like it.
This is Canvas and Community Radio. So here it actually is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Amongst all these heroes, I think I might have found the one. But like Emperor Nero, I'm flying too close to the sun. You might say, hey, don't you mean Icarus, and you'd be right. I can't bear it. I used to open up.
Rosetta from Bicycle Space and Bicycle Face with me. We started out with Icarus, and it's Icarus and Rosetta, the sort of the back and forth between the two thoughts of them. Right? Yeah. I guess.
The spaceship and the comet.
The spaceship, yeah, dialogue. In a long-distance relationship, yeah. It's very relatable.
I love that, this is the space theme album. Like, how do you get so many space theme songs? Do you, like, is there a fascination with space? Like, well, because, like, that's a pretty intricate story to find out about Rosetta, right? Like, sort of delve into that a lot.
Yeah, we had two or three, right? And then we were like, We should make a whole EP called EP Phone Home.
Uh-huh.
It turned out that was already used. That was already someone's EP. But not space related.
Not space themed. What a waste.
But by the time we actually got around to recording the whole thing, some years had passed, and we just happened to have a full album's worth of space songs by that time. So, we rethought the structure and did a full-length album.
Well, I'm glad you did. although it would be sweet to have an EP called EP Phone Home. But Bicycle Space is just as good.
Thank you.
Yes. So, let's see. You've recorded in the Argyle studio, and that was for Bicycle Space. You did live videos with that?
Yeah, so we did our album there. And then more recently, just this past winter, we went in again to do kind of live videos. And we had our friend Kelsey Nicholson playing drums. So those came out quite recently. It's our most recent release of the song Icarus, which you heard. And then Great Debate was the other one that we did live video with drums for.
Nice. Yeah, it's nice to have that added drum dimension. Like, the recordings, just have like a little bit. Yeah, you've thrown in those little touches.
That's Ben Stokes on the recording, so a different drummer, but both very talented.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You're usually playing as a duo, like guitar and piano, and you go back and forth. So are those your songs? Like, do you each bring your own sort of repertoire and then just do it that way?
Yeah, whichever of us is singing lead vocals, and you might not be able to tell, but whoever sings lead vocals wrote the song, and then generally the other one does harmonies and crafts our own part on our own instrument, and we kind of do arrangement and production stuff together. We just wrote our first song together in 10 years.
Yeah,
we were a band. We were like, we should jam.
Let's try this band thing.
Yeah.
So it is not yet recorded, but will be.
Yeah.
Very nice. So that's the pre-production.
Yeah. In the works.
Nice. Let's see what time's it. Yeah, maybe we could get to a little bit more music. I'll play them in the right order this time. The Great Debate is the next one on this list here.
Yeah, and this one is, so it's another dialogue, this time between two exploding supernovas who are debating whether it's preferable to burn out or fade away.
Okay, and here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Let your song morph to my guitar. Sing me white dwarfs and neutron stars. Tell me more, I'm never far behind. You're a force too great for gravity to bind. Let the waves of your collapse caress my mind.
without the solar winds, and we couldn't have been of your questioning kind, of your wandering kin. You saw right through the doubts and denial to electric dreams, and we couldn't believe that what you proved real could possibly be.
Alien Mind from Bicycle Face off of Bicycle Space. And I have Bicycle Face in the studio with me. If you've just tuned in, we're going through some of these selections and chatting about the songs and about a pre-production EP that's coming out. I'm just wondering, maybe a song about solar flares could be in them. We got solar winds.
I do have a song about a solar flare and how it's going to wipe out all financial records.
Oh, there you go.
Of course you have a song about solar flare.
That's actually... Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah.
Well, perfect.
Didn't make it on the Space album somehow. I don't know. But
yeah, what were we thinking? We have to cut a lot of material, it turns out.
Well, it's just it's infinite, right? What we don't know about space, so you might as well write about it. Bring us a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see a Bicycle Face, Bicycle Face form. Although the Bicycle Face, right, like I've typed in Bicycle Face, and you know the first article that comes up, Bicycle Face, like,
yes,
bulging eyes and
right,
yeah. Is that where you got the name?
Or? Yeah,
yeah, yes. Yeah. That's quite the ailment. So just type in Bicycle Face if you haven't read about Bicycle Face before.
Well, type in Bicycle Face Winnipeg if you would like.
Yes, if you'd actually like to hear the band Bicycle Face. Yeah, maybe music. Put a music after. And you can stream all of the services for the albums, because you have a couple, don't you?
Two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and one new one coming up. You can find them on
Christmas EP.
Oh,
and a Christmas EP. Nice. I forgot.
They're on Bandcamp, on Instagram. Follow them on Facebook and YouTube channel with the live videos. And the video for Alien Mind's on there?
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah, yeah. We recorded very that nice. Two summers ago.
I think so.
Yeah, out in the country.
Sweet. But then what I was getting to is Sundog Ensemble. This is both of you. And then a revolving cast of musicians. Mm-hmm. But for this installment at the Gimli Icelandic Festival on Saturday, August 3rd at 8 p.m., you'll be a four-piece?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, so it's like a many-genred band. So there'll be some... my friend Chris Byman is joining us. He's a clarinetist and a composer. I've played music with him for over a decade. He's wonderful. So we're going to play a bit of his music. We're going to play some music together. And my partner, John Himes, who is a great classical guitarist and other guitars as well, is going to join. So we're going to have kind of a concert first set with some more like classical and jazz kind of things. And then the second set will be a bit more of a party, and we'll do some Bicycle Face stuff and some cover band stuff too. So, yeah.
Get down to the Gimli Icelandic Festival. Mm-hmm. And catch two very different sets from a Sundog Ensemble on Saturday, August 3rd. Teresa, you have a CD release, album release, I guess. And that's on August 24th. That's exciting. We will have a little taste of that in the show later, so please stay tuned for that. So 8 p.m. at the West End on August 24th with your friend Devin.
Yeah, Devin Gillingham, really wonderful multi-instrumentalist, bassist, guitarist, songwriter. So we're both releasing albums, and it will be very fun. Yeah.
Sweet. So, yeah, check that out. And then Fringe Fest, Ava. You're going to be a backing band in a show called Just Friends.
Yes.
That is at John Hirsch Theater, Venue 1, main stage.
Yes.
And, yeah, so that's seven shows.
Yeah, so the Fringe Fest is the 17th to 28th, so we'll have seven performances in there. And yeah, I'm playing guitar in the backing band for this very cute little queer love story musical written by some friends of mine.
Very nice. So yeah, go check out the Fringe and definitely have Just Friends on your list. And yeah, you'll see some music as well as a sweet play. Some love there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Those are just a few events going on in the city. And if you do have an event to promote, just let us know. So you can call us at 204-786-9782 or email us, ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. That's the best way possibly to reach us. Just email us your one sheet. We'll print it off, punch some holes in it, put it in the binder, mention it on the shows. And now it's time for my Tragically Hip segment. Songs that Tragically Hip never play in concert. Well, hardly ever. And on June 29th, 2004, In Between Evolution was released. So is that 20 years? Wow. Man. Well, anyways, this is one of the best songs on it, but they're all really great. So here it is. You're Everywhere on CKAW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
And that was A Tragically Hip off of In Between Evolution, You're Everywhere. And if you had a bicycle, you could be everywhere. You could go on a bicycle in however long you want to go. But Bicycle Face is here. That was a horrible segue. Sorry.
It's not segue.
A lot of fun things coming up for you individually, and then the Sundog Ensemble as of like a new project at the Gimli Icelandic Festival. What is your let's see. What is your favorite part about performing? Like, what makes you want to perform? How about that?
Good question. I think it's a really unique way to connect with people. I always find, especially. Like, I keep on trying to do solo things, and they just gradually bring more and more people into it. I think connecting with the audience, but also just, like, playing music with people and performing is fun. It's always an exciting ride. You never know what's going to happen, sound-wise. Or we've had some roller coaster gigs lately, but you never know what's gonna happen. But yeah, I think it's that connection that
like the festivity of it too. There's so much art that we just take in quietly, or there's so much that we do just over the computer, or music that's in the void, and I love just like that, like in person, immediate temporal experience of like, we're doing this together.
Yeah, and
this is now. Exactly. Yeah, it feels like you're grounded in the world and connecting in real life.
Yeah. You do a great job live, but I also love the mix on this album. We're going to get to a couple more songs. We've got a little bit of time here for some music. So Deep Sea is the next track. Who wants to talk about this?
I'll talk about it. This is a song written from the perspective of a giant squid who is hiding out at the bottom of the ocean, warning humanity about climate change. And it did make its way onto the space-themed album because we figured the bottom of the ocean is like the outer space of the Earth.
Octopi? Like, aren't they the most ancient of aliens?
Pretty alien, yeah.
So here is Deep Sea off of Bicycle Space on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You're looking for me.
Saturn off of Bicycle Space. Bicycle Face with me, the creators of that album, a space-themed tour around the galaxies and the deep seas. I'm glad that you have so many songs about space and wanted to share them with us. So be sure to check out Sundog Ensemble if you're at the Gimli Icelandic Festival this August long weekend. They will be playing Saturday, August 3rd, 8 p.m. You will hear some Bicycle Face in there, but a lot of a fun mix of music that you really just love. So, it's a good reason to go. August 24th, Teresa Thor. Is that, I'm pronouncing that right?
Got it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
West End Cultural Center, 8 p.m. With Devin Gillingham.
Yeah.
And that's a two CD release, new CDs. I always say CDs, album release.
We might make CDs. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Have to decide.
Wow.
Yeah.
So go to check out if you can buy a CD. because, but you know, you can stream things and make sure to go to live shows because, yeah, everyone loves to see people out and smiling and enjoying music. So come share an experience. Go out to the venues. Go to Fringe Fest. See Just Friends at Venue 1 to see Ava play in the John Hirsch venue main stage. Just Friends is that the one that you should remember. And let's see. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to this again. You can follow this show. Just go to ckaw.ca and look up our archives. And this has been Listening Pleasures. And you can find us there. And in about 15 minutes, this show will be up. So, yeah, check that out. Or never miss another CKAW show again. Yeah. Just sign up for the podcast and we'll be there. And up next is Alan Campbell with Night Danger Radio. He just got to the station. Zaps! is it Folk Fest?
The Zaps interview thingamabobber.
Zaps?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an interview with Zaps coming up. I'm not sure what that is, but Alan will tell you all about it, so stay tuned. It's on from midnight until 3 a.m. And yeah, you'll want to listen to that for sure. Find out what I just said, because I don't know. And we're going to talk a little bit more with Bicycle Face. We have a few more minutes here. Thank you so much for being guests. Especially just fresh off of a vacation to Montreal to hear some great jazz and be really inspired and, you know, be like, yeah, I'm going to do late night radio. That's so nice of you.
We are happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
So, we're going to go into an unreleased track by Teresa Thor.
Yeah,
someone. And this will be at the album release.
Yeah.
That's August 24th if you want to see this live and other various tracks from that album. Are you going to have a backing band? Are you doing the solo? Or?
I'll have three-quarters of this version of the Sundog Ensemble played on the album. So it's I played piano and synth and I sang, and then my partner John played guitar and my friend Chris played clarinet. So you'll hear them a little bit on this track. It's the first track of the album. We'll have at least that. I'm trying to decide. I want to have four clarinets, but maybe just two. Maybe we'll just have two, you know.
That's such a music lover's thing to say. No one remembers the clarinets, but they're very pivotal. And they're very hard to play. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how Chris does it. It's very stressful for me to be like that thing.
I'm going to play that next, but then we're going to end off the show with an influence. This is sort of an influence that we're going to hear on your new album, Together's Bicycle Face, or no?
Probably not. This is actually a song we're covering for the Sundog Ensemble gig. There so it's at Icelandic Fest. We love our Björk, and we could not resist covering one of my favorite Björk songs, Hyper Ballads. So we're making a version for keyboard and two guitars and clarinet and vocals. So
you just told me that there's a whole EP of different remixes, so you should be inspired. Hey Björk,
add it to the list. That's inspired many.
Very cool. Tune in and stay tuned in to CKAW. We have all of your favorites. Where else can you hear so much local music and merriment? Make sure that you head out to Gimli Icelandic Festival on August long. Catch Sundog Ensemble on Saturday, August 3rd, 8 p.m. Fringe Fest, Just Friends, Venue 1, 7 shows. So check that out. And also on August 24th at the West End, we'll be able to hear Teresa Thor. Better or Worse is this track that we're going to play, but new album coming out, and Devin Gillingham going to be also on that bill. And yeah, I hope that you are all well. Be sure to tune in next week. I have a guest, I know I do, and they are fantastic, but it's not coming to my mind right now because I didn't look. And and but yeah, like I have guests all of all summer. So yeah, stay tuned to this show. Thank you for listening, and good night, good morning.
To start the day, I go through.